Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. Thank you for joining us on another segment of Reordering the Marriage Vows for the 21st Century. You've got your Omiyinka 7 in the house, live coming to you right from my living room. I am your advisor and your advocate. I'm the advisor you need and the advocate you want. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to my old friends, I say what's up. And to those new friends, I say, what's happening? Thanks for joining me. This evening, we have another segment to feature on our marriage relationship. If you didn't join us last week, you might want to go and get the feature on demand and review that feature and look over some of those documents and information that we talked about. We've talked about looking at contractual agreement. We've also talked about looking at trial marriages. Now, I'm going to give you a little review about what we talked about so that you can be able to have that in your repertoire. Now, for those of you who are just starting to date, you definitely want to make sure that you include all of these features, and you don't want to be left out of this opportunity. Now, what I want to say to those newcomers who are in the process of trying to get their good thing together, that you definitely want to follow Omi on this. And if there should be a time where the show's not featured for some reason, you can find me on The Cinch, and I will be continue to speak on this topic no matter what kind of technical difficulty we have. Nothing's going to stop this show, ladies and gentlemen, as long as I have a phone line. So stay with me on this, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me also say that every time I get on this screen, I'm going to plead the mercy of God over this system, because somebody is so evil and wicked that they don't want us on, and I'm having this difficult time with my terminal, just around about 10:30 every day. And the spirit knows who it is, and they're going to cancel them out, because nothing will stop the word of God. And the word of God today is to reorder the marriage vows for the 21st century. How many of you are up on looking at contractual agreement? And how many of you are down with what Omi is saying about we've got to make a change in our marriage vow and we've got to create our own stuff? Now, we've got credential now. We've got skill. We've got education. And there's no reason why we can't build our own institution. Right after we came up from slavery, Africans were building institutions. However, they refused to build something personal for themselves. Not just an institution for colleges and university, but we've got to build an institution for sound relationship. And I don't know if you're up on it or not, but the marriage statistics for blacks divorcing is very high. We want to change that. We want to stop the African Americans from going to the courthouse, issuing a decree of a certificate to be married, and then in a matter of less than 5 years, going back to that same organization, asking them to unhook them up. Well, Omi's going to hook you up real good, so you won't have to do that, ladies and gentlemen. I've had over 36 years of marriage to the same guy, I might add, the same guy. Now, it's rather difficult. I won't say it wasn't, to stay in a relationship for that long. It's rather difficult to even have a friendship for that long, but you have to put something in it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, has it ended? Yes, it ended, but that doesn't mean it wasn't successful. Some things must come to an end, and you must start with other chapters. I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. I'm still in talking communication with that significant other, and I have a chance to be a friend to someone and to lay down foundation in somebody's life, and they also lay something in my life, which I'll never forget. But that doesn't mean that I can't take my experience and help somebody else with their relationship. There are young people out there, ladies and gentlemen, who are failing miserably at marriage. I can help them. I know I can, because I've had a successful marriage. Our marriage stayed strong, and we had our ups and downs, but we stayed strong in a commitment to each other for 36 years. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't mean that Omi's going to give up on marriage. No. The institution of marriage will always be in my repertoire, and I will always be pursuing it, because I believe in unions, I believe in contractual agreement, and I believe in commitment. Now, I'm not going to be as strong as I was before about jumping up and getting that marriage certificate. Of course, I went to the Justice of the Peace. I never went and had a bougie wedding. I went straight to the Justice of the Peace because my commitment was more important than having a lavish wedding. I did have the after set, of course. I did have the reception, but I knew enough to know that it couldn't take any amount of minister saying I do to make it any more better than when I made a commitment to write in writing. Now, I want to tell you, African Americans are coming up on, 400 years of being out of slavery, and that means that we should be doing something new. Now, Project 2019 oversees this program for the radio show, and our whole goal is to close the gap of disparity of information. We're closing the gap of ignorance, so therefore we bring about knowledge. In reordering the marriage vows, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to bring about new institutions that we can implement for ourselves and by ourselves. That's right. We don't want anybody in our bedrooms making decisions for us anymore. If I can get along real well with 36 years by myself without having to go to any of those marriage counselors, then guess what? Some of those priests and priestesses were instrumental in helping me in my marriage. That's probably who you should be going to also. Now, when we get ready to do this thing, we're going to do it right. OMI has a website. I'm going to make myself available to you. So I'm not just going to lead you out there and let you go. I'm going to make myself available to you. I have a keen.com account, which I've been on now for the past 15 years, and I do counseling relationship there. It's mostly international. My clients were international. However, I am opening it up to the U.S. so that once we get this program up and running, you can go to my website, gather all the information I have on relationship, and give OMI a call. And that's not free, of course. My time costs me money. Filthy lucre. I must have it. So if you call me on that line, which is a private line, there is a fee, a small nominal fee. However, you'll be hooked up to the group, and you'll have membership. So your fees will be reduced on that call. Now, I want to also let you know that there is a celebration at the end of this reception or segment. I will be looking for two kings for a day, someone who can tell OMI what it is that OMI Emperor wants. And I mean what OMI wants in a relationship. And they don't have to be somebody that I'm going to pick to be my significant other. They just have to have it going on and know what a woman wants. They might not even want to spend that evening with OMI, but it's not important. The important thing is we're going to celebrate that person, and we're going to make up a, we're going to kick up some dust about it, and we're going to do a celebration. And you know how I feel about celebration. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere where we can discuss this. We do have a guest out there in the atmosphere. However, I'm going to hope that I can get the technical difficulties straightened out before she comes on. If not, you'll have OMI. Stay tuned.
gonna review the story of two sisters. From Mary and Martha. They had a brother.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're in the atmosphere. Ladies and gentlemen, right now I'm going to proceed with the program. We are having some technical difficulty, and that guest that was in the audience, we're going to have her come back because we're not able to bring her on. Now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I think that she might be queued in. I'm going to see. Okay, can you hear me? Click that. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll have her come back on and at another time, but we're going to go on with the program. We still have a program. As I was telling you, as a review of what we talked about yesterday, we went over trial marriages, 2-year marriages, trial marriages, 5-year marriages. And we also talked about going into the 10th year. I'd like to indicate to you the trial marriages that we were speaking of is basically two people who are not married. However, they decide to use common law during those 2 years of trial marriage. However, they have written a contract of agreement to stay together without appropriating or having children for those first 2 years. Once they advance, they revisit that contract and amend that contract by adding an additional clause in it for additional 3 more years, making it 5 years that they sustain from having children. Now, am I stopping the population? No. I'm not recommending that. The more children we have, the more assets we have. I am all for having big families. I came from one. What I'd like to say is that I'm trying to get every family to build up that filthy lucre and have enough of it to pay for the things they want to do, those lavish trips for the family, and possibly investing in their little home with a white picket fence around it, something they can own and have equity in the community. That's right, you're going to buy a house. I don't care if it's a condo, a duplex, or if it's a wing of a unit. I don't care. You own it. And our ownership we must take back. With all of the houses now on repossession, pending repossession, somebody is stealing and robbing the houses and taking them and leasing them back to our people. It's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. We must take ownership, and we must do it quickly. Stop the nonsense of producing all of these children when you don't have the assets to live the quality of life that you want. Wait it out. Omi did it. I waited for 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, before I had my first child. It was worth it. I knew the benefit of not bringing a child in this world. I also knew the benefit of saving my money, putting it aside, and going out to pursue that land and building my house on property that I bought from the ground up. We must all experience that, ladies and gentlemen. There are programs out there where you can buy a log cabin house, put it in layaway, put something down on it, make payments, buy the land, and build your house. I certainly recommend everyone experience the benefit of buying their own home, preferably having it built from the ground up. What an experience. It's something to work for. We talked about that. Going into the fifth year, upon that 6th year, we talked about it was necessary for the 6th year, you want to take a look at our assets. Where do our profit and loss statements show? How much are we in the black? And how much money do we have saved? Can we now start to appropriate and take mother off the job so she can come home to reproduce as many children as you have planned for? Don't go having her have 4 and 5 babies that you didn't plan for, put it in your plan, in your contract. If you decide to revisit it, to change it, make sure she knows. Now, even as she has more, it's easy to take care of more children than it is to take care of just one. That's fine. You're taking her off of work now, Daddy, and she's coming home, and she's starting immediately to get pregnant. And in the meantime, she's also working on establishing herself in the home as a stay-home mother with a business in the home. Now, if your finances will allow it, you can bring in somebody one day a week to assist her with the house cleaning and putting the children in programs and assisting her to work with her. Use that money wisely. Maybe that person could also do light cleaning and laundry so she could keep things up. It's nothing worse than getting a brand new house, because after the 5th year, you're going to go shopping and looking for a home, and you want that home to be spick and span and looking good. You don't want friends to come over and find everything untidy, so you need that extra help. And if you're pregnant during that time, sometimes you might be very tired and exhausted and need an extra hand. Now, this is to get you ready for what is going to come down the road when you start marrying yourself to the community. Once you get used to having that nanny around, you can get used to having those extra wives around. Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me go on. When that person, that couple rolls around to their 10th year in marriage, at that time, you know, they have gone now at the 6th year, and this is a situation where I recommend that they go and get that license at that point, because they're building assets now. They're building property and ownership. So they want to properly divide the property and have ownership where it should be. So once they get that marriage license at the 6th year, they then are going to go into the 10-year contract agreement that they make together. In the meantime, they make a decision to add 5 more couples to their circle. And as they make that decision, they go to a pool of couples who are available, meeting the criteria that they're looking for, mainly economic. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistakes about it. It is finance before romance. Once we get that little idiosyncrasy together, you don't have to fight over money. Marriages will hold up better. I know, because the first 5 years we didn't have to think about money, so it wasn't any arguments. Go ahead on, honey. You can do that. You can buy that. Whatever you like, you can have it, because the money was there. Now in your 10th year, this couple goes to a meeting to interview there are 5 couples that they plan on adding to their circle. They're a tribe now. They're part of Omi Inka's tribe. And we hopefully will go to the possibility of having 12 in that tribe, because you know that was the magic number. But let us start off with just 5, because sometimes we can't get along with ourselves, let alone 5 couples. Now, as we get those 5, as they go through those books and cards to find those couples and locate them, they pick out the ones they want. They come back to Omi's and say, Omi, these are the couples I'd like to interview. We bring those couples in for dinner and an engagement so that they can mingle and get to know one another. They pick and choose the couples that they want in their communal setting. And at that point, when they're brought together, we bring an African priest together. Now, they can't be physically married, no, because you can only get one license, but you can create and manufacture as many contractor agreements and unions as you like. At that point, they start drawing up the contract and the union of what it is they're looking for in that relationship. And the contractor agreements begin, and they offer this to the group of 5 couples. And the 5 couples examine it, and if it's to their liking, and if they want to make amendments or change it and make addendums to it, they can. Until they've had a meeting of the mind and worked it out with the elders and the council, we're going to have elders involved, because elders should be involved in what's going on in the community. So the elders will reside over this with the priest. And now this is African style. I didn't say this was Eurocentric. Let's go. Just don't get it twisted. We're talking about the elders now. They always are in the council in Africa. Now, we're bringing it right home here to America. The elders will be involved in the council along with the priests. And once they finalize their contract and got their good thing together with their five couples, because now they are going to be Mr. Money and Miss Money. Some of them are going to be rolling out into the community working, while mothers and others will be at home appropriating, having children. That means you're extending yourself. You're duplicating yourself so you could create more money and have more assets in your communal circle for a tribe. It is logical, ladies and gentlemen. Don't nod your head. I see you over there saying, what is Omi talking about? Five couples? That's right. Your mothers and fathers and your ancestors did it. And they did it in a way that they didn't have to quarrel, fight, or have cat fights. They did it so that their tribe grew. And there were some successful tribes. Now, guess what? We're not going to be no idiots. We're going to research tribal living. We're going to go out and gather documentation so we can keep our good thing together and look at how some successful tribes did it in their time. That's right. And as these tribes develop, each one of them will be representation of a nuclear family. Now, I know what I'm talking about. I majored in family life education. So what I'm proposing to them is to create a nucleus family. And as they create their nucleus family, tribes, other tribes will break off from that. We're talking about a tribal thing, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing wrong with it. Now, as they get their tribes together, they're going to also connect themselves to Africa if they like. They could go over with their DNA as a group. They're doing everything in a tribal setting. When something goes down in the house, they all go to the meeting. When something happens on the job, collectively you consult with the tribe. If the children need adaptation or chastening, reproving, you consult with the tribe. It is more beneficial to consult with the tribe. And don't tell me it's not going on now. You have your circle of friends. You go to that tribe for everything you want to do. For example, those basketball wives, that's a tribe right there. They didn't do anything outside of that tribe, and they tried to appeal to that tribe. They tried to adhere to what the tribe thought, and they lived by the virtues of that tribe, and this is how this tribe of married couples is going to live also. Don't tell me it won't work. Once you do things from your own perspective, they tend to work better. Anything alien that didn't come from you sometimes is rejected. This will be something that will be embraced. I know it will. We'll have a pilot program. The pilot program will run for a year. Everybody won't be able to do this until this pilot program has ran its course for a year. Then we'll look at opening it up. In my book, we'll look at opening it up to other couples. Now, I'm going to document. I am a researcher. I have a manuscript that is getting ready to come on the market, and that manuscript that I put together is on black males, which I spent over 6 years researching. So I know the techniques and researching procedure. We will have quantitative and qualitative analysis as we put this together. Now, these people in the group, in the pilot program, will be prototypes for the others to come. So as we work out the bugs and iron out the idiosyncrasies, we'll begin to reproduce that information that will go into my book. I have a foundation already completed, and we need the aspect where we actually do the surveys and we do the research so that everything is sound, and you won't have nobody saying, well, how do you know that's going to work? You know, I've been divorced 3 times now. I can't afford to get in another relationship and that don't work. That's right. You can't afford to get in another relationship that don't work. It was never meant to work in the first place. It wasn't yours. Now give it back. We're reordering the marriage vow for the 21st century for the African American. There's nothing wrong with it, ladies and gentlemen. Hold your head up high and be proud and happy that Omi decided to invest her time into the people that she loves the most, her African-American people. We have got to come back to our African selves, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to go back and visit Africa. We've got to go back and see what they had going before the tribal wars, what they had going before other countries came over and assaulted their land and their money and took their gold and their diamond. What were they living by? What virtues were they living by? It was a noble virtue. A noble virtue. They were noble people. They had iwapelu, good character and good conduct. What I'm seeing coming from couples now is disgraceful. I mean disgraceful. When you talk about this is the only way we can do it, no, it's not. I'm not talking about flirting around with a man, giving him the eye, saying, I want to sleep with you tonight. That is nothing but animal instinct. Our African people didn't do it that way. They actually were connected to these women, and they were family to them. They weren't just some boyfriend. I'm not talking about an open marriage. Get it straight and don't get it twisted. I'm talking about something decent and noble and in order that came from our ancestors. And when we find it, oh boy, the world is going to benefit from it. Ifa has been designed for the world. It is not just for the African Americans. We'll be able to share it with the world. And maybe we can correct some of the errors in the traditional European way of marriage. Maybe we can show them a better way of utilizing the woman in the marriage, the husband, and the child. And maybe we can cure the world. Usually Ifa is the solution, because Ifa, or Romola, being at the right hand of God, he knew all. So he has a solution to correct our problem. Oromola will mend our broken hearts, ladies and gentlemen. Oromola will mend our broken hearts. And I'm going to start with reordering the marriage vow to mend the broken hearts of our brothers and sisters and mine. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. When a part of you has been separated, you are hemorrhaging. You are bleeding, because you must find a way to suture that wound and not just bandage it and go on as if nothing has happened to you. I've been wounded when my better half was taken from me. I have been hemorrhaging for the last 3 years in my spirit, crying out for a man to embrace me the way my husband once did, crying out for a man to take over and take charge the way he used to do. In my spirit, I have been asking the Creator to visualize that man being back home in my bedroom, in my home, in my life. I'm going to be honest with you. No one in their right mind can tell you once they've gone through a separation or divorce that they're not affected by it. Yes, you are. You are damaged goods. And it is visible to the average young man that's spiritual. He knows that hurt is there. He wants to take the bandage off, and he wants to heal that wound with sutures and give you the desires of your heart so you are complete again. There is something in the man that the woman needs to make her complete. Just as there is something in the man that the woman needs, and we must understand that there's something in the woman that the man needs. We are each other's keeper, ladies and gentlemen. So Omi brought this show about because there's a lot I need to learn. There's a lot I need to do to heal myself. I don't want my young sons going out trying to find me a mate because they want to see me happy. I don't want them looking at me with a jaundiced eye, crying and feeling sorry for me. I don't want them to think that I will be a maiden the rest of my life. I'm a beautiful woman. I enjoy the relationship, and I will have another relationship. That's why I'm taking it up on myself to interview those young men to find out what Empress Omi Inca wants. I'm not excluding myself as if I got it together. I'm broken too. I need to be made whole just like some of you. And guess what? We're going to do it together. And I'm going to have fun doing it, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope that I can meet you someday, because we're going to do this in a situation where those prototypes and the pilot program members will get a chance to meet Omi, and we're going to arrange to have that hotel gathering so we can come together and break bread together. Because I think when you do things in a tribal setting, you tend to become family. You have kinship. I believe in kinship. I love kinship. And I believe that we are related and somehow connected. Like I said, we're connected to the coyote, the river, and the ocean. So you know we're connected to each other. Let's do it tribal style. Let's try to revamp something from our ancestors that they put together that worked for them. Old Nana Padez knew what it meant to keep family together and keep those tribes connected so that they would not ever forget how we do things in our tribe. Every tribe does things differently. Don't go warring with your African brothers and sisters because they're uniquely different, because that's what it's all about. And don't let anybody make you think that all of the Africans are over there fighting and they hate one another. Don't let anyone make you think that. We're in love with one another. And oh, when you see us at ourselves, you'll see how we love one another. It's important to have a lover in your life. It's very important to love someone. It makes you smile. It makes you happy. Now, guess what? There's two lovers that got away from me that I know that are still out there. I wonder will Oladulamare send them back my way. I hope that he does, or she does, so that we can revamp what we once had and continue on, because laboring together in a tribal fashion is a unique thing. There are experiences that you could never get from working things alone. Don't try to do everything alone, and don't use that power of one. It is the power of many that gets you through the day. It is the power of a tribe that will advance you in everything you do. And ladies and gentlemen, I will be right back at you tomorrow talking about the same thing. And on the 8th, we will have a guest in the room. If it be inshallah, and our technology, I decree, will be working. And anyone that sees fit to tamper with the technology, may they fall in the hole that they have prepared for themselves. And I know that we are going to work this thing together. And as we work this thing, I'll get a book printed. At the same time, you'll be a part of something great. So get ready to be a part of it. Commit yourself to being involved in reordering the marriage vows for the 21st century. You won't be unhappy that you did. You will help Omi find a mate. At the same time, you can take credit for the person coming into her life. And Bruce Curry, if you're out there in the audience, the young man who introduced me to my first husband, I want to applaud you and thank you. I hope you're playing Cupid all over the universe. And come back into my life and find that master man for me and tell me what Empress Omi want. Once again, I'd like to thank the audience. And I'd like to also say to a brother, Teju Olaboni, if you're out there, we'd like for you to come into the room and tell Empress Omi what she wants in a man. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you've been a grand to work with, and I'm so happy that you're following me. Follow me on Twitter, and I will give you that website where you can go under Family Relation, and we're going to put things up on that site that you can utilize as a family couple as we go into this unique process of marriage. No, I'm not Juju Mama. I'm not telling you to have no open marriage. I'm telling you to understand with the tribal setting, we are looking at tribal things for African Americans. We're looking at the tribal marriage and the unions, and we're also looking at getting together, marrying ourselves back to the community and a tribe. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned, and we'll be back at you tomorrow in the atmosphere. Omi will be on this Saturday talking at you again, talking stuff and talking loud. So be prepared for it. Today is Friday. I had my dancing shoes on. People, I'm all dressed up and nowhere to go. Can't put my music on. Somebody's trying to take my music away. Whoever it is, list my music and let my music alone and stop playing with these airways and open up the airways so Omi can get a prayer through. Ladies and gentlemen, my prayer for you this evening is that you will prosper as your souls prosper, and that you will find the mate that is uniquely designed for you that will come into your life, and that I will find a mate that is uniquely designed for me that will come into my life, and we will bring each other much joy, and much gratitude will be given to the universe for offering up such a great priest or priestess. And I say to God be the glory, Oladulamare will be pleased with you, and Olarom. And go this evening and make sure you bow your face down and look to the east and the west and north and south and say your prayers as you leave and ask God to send you that mate, because it's God. It is good for a man to find a good, it is a good thing for a man to find a mate. And I know those men who are out there looking, find a good mate, because God gave you a commandment. Now start looking. And I'll see you tomorrow on Saturday, 10:30, right here in the Care to Read Room. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and I say to you, oh, double and baba booey to you, y'all. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.